Welcome to the podcast. If you are one of our regular listeners, I want to thank you. And if you are a new listener, then I hope you enjoy the content.
And don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So today we're going to talk about a really interesting topic because you don't often hear it termed this way, but andropause. So a menopause for men.
So you hear about perimenopause means. And menopause for women. So guys, this podcast is for you. And ladies, this might explain why your man is having some issues.
Correct. So the things we don't think about, you know, I think it's becoming more mainstream that men are noticing, and there's options for men that sometimes women don't have. There's no low T clinic for women, but there are for men. But I think still we so frequently every day see men that really don't know what's causing their symptoms. They have some things that are bothering them, and that's what we're going to talk about. Is you are like the fact that you're forgetting things.
Decreased motivation.
Yeah.
Weight gain along the waistline.
Yeah. What's happening all of a sudden? You're doing the same stuff. Yeah. You're working out, you're eating and the same stuff, and you're gaining weight. Your middle's growing.
I think oftentimes when we talk about hormones in men or decreased hormones in men, there's this misconception that it's all about erectile function and all about libido, and it has this whole sexual side to it, but it is so much more than that. That is part of it. Yes, is your libido is going down. If you're having a harder time getting erections, you're not getting spontaneous erections, morning erections, you know, all those things, that's part of your testosterone dropping off. But it is so much more than that. It is, like you said, the lack of muscle, the weight gain.
Even the simple things like your loss of zest for life. It's a life force for men. And so if suddenly you're not feeling as excited about things that you used to, is that a lower testosterone? It could be. What about sleep? You know, that's
about
a huge issue.
Mood, yeah. Mood, depression, anxiety. Like you said, a zest for life, motivation, feeling like you're losing your edge.
Cranky all the time.
Yeah, moody.
Yeah, that'll happen. So, and then again, there's even behind the scenes things that we don't think about, but you can think about them if you think about what you're seeing. So if you're seeing that you're gaining weight around the middle and you're not building muscle as well, and that you're fat, you seem to be gaining weight and in fat, but your muscle mass isn't increasing or it's decreasing, think about what that means.
That's right. Like 2023, like keyword that I kept hearing, like one of those keywords that kept popping up was dad bod, right?
Yes.
If you got a dad bod, your testosterone's probably dropped off, dude.
Correct.
Man
boobs and dad bod.
Yeah.
We heard that so much last year.
The dad
bod. Like if somebody is looking at themselves in the mirror and you're thinking you look softer than you did before, you know, that soft, fluffy is potentially a low testosterone. Think about what it can be causing. It is a high blood pressure, inflammation in the body.
Cholesterol changes.
And insulin sensitivity decreases. So there's a lot of behind the scenes things that happen. So to stay optimal and be in that preventative mode, again, getting your testosterone levels or your hormones. It's not just that we're testing.
I was going to say, I'm going to step back from that because I think that is what is very prevalent in traditional medicine is, oh, we'll get a testosterone level. Oh, you're tired. Okay, we'll grab a testosterone level. A testosterone level is
one
number and a slew of numbers that we really should be looking at to really treat the whole person, to treat appropriately, and for y'all to feel better. Mm-hmm. I think it is a disservice in traditional medicine to just check a testosterone level. Mm-hmm. And then that level is normal in a really large range, right? We take this 264 to 916, and if you fall in that, you're normal. We don't really break that down by age.
No, but that still is a range that does incorporate every age, where I feel like with women, we don't get that broad range.
That's
yet
true.
Because there's
at least guys do get a range.
Yeah, so we kind of at least have a range, but it's broad. And so if you were 900 and now you're 300, you're a third of where you were, but you're still normal. And so that is an issue. You're not optimal. So we talk optimal. If you think about a TV and pixels and the amount of clarity you get in a TV, the more data points we have, the more clarity we have about what's going on with you specifically. And that's how it is customized to you, is we got to know, are you binding? Is the free active? Because everything in your bloodstream, as far as testosterone, it can bind, basically be pulled and be held by a binding protein, so it's not active. And so what's free and active matters. And
it plays a huge role in looking how you at all your those. Day-to-day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But also not just your testosterone, checking other things that may be affecting some of your side effects that you're having or some of the symptoms that you're having, such, you know, if your sleep's off, if you're having night sweats, what about your estrogen levels? What about your DHEA levels? What about your thyroid, your hemoglobin A1C, your vitamin D? Yeah. What's going on with your, you know, metabolic panels? I think that when you are having these symptoms and you're going and you're having one level checked, you're not getting that whole picture. Like Dr. Durst was explaining, you really want that clarity in treatment.
Yeah, you want the whole picture. So that is how we know what's going on with you and how to help. And so looking at thyroid, like Faraday said, and cholesterol panels, insulin sensitivity, is your blood sugar going up? Is that why you're gaining? But as we lose hormones, inflammation in the body increases, that's when all of our disease start. So brain disorders, inflammation causing cardiovascular disorders or high blood pressure or high cholesterol lipid panels. It's not just a cholesterol picture either. It's the whole thing. And insulin sensitivity. So there's lots of things behind the scenes we're looking at. But is your brain fog? You know, you're not thinking as clearly. Is your lack of sleep? Is your bad mood and crankiness? Is your weight gain testosterone or a hormone issue that needs to be addressed? So if you're feeling any of those like symptoms or seeing any changes, then I would encourage you to reach out to your physician or find a hormone provider in your area and get a full evaluation done.
And I think those questions need to be asked when you're calling is, what are you checking? Are you checking more than just a total testosterone level? I think it's more important now than ever to be your own advocate as a patient and make sure that you're getting the right care for you. So prevalence, right? So when do we usually see low testosterone in guys? You know, typically we're, most of the patients we're seeing in clinic are between the ages of, I'd say, 40 and 60. Mm-hmm. Are we seeing guys in their 30s? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, more so than you would think. It's becoming more prevalent there. But as men start to decline in testosterone, it's not like it's going to come back. You continue to decline over time and lose over time.
So as a gross number, we say about 30% of men in their 30s, 40% of men in their 40s, 50 in their 50s, 60 in their 60s, you know, are going to be non-optimal in their testosterone and even potentially have some erection issues. And again, it's not all about sex, but that's just kind of a generalization.
And so, it's usually about, that's what it takes to get you guys in our office. Once things stop working, you all are going to show up.
Yes.
You know, you can blow off the fatigue. Yeah. You can blow off the brain fog. You can blow off the weight gain. When things stop working, the phone calls come in.
Correct. So you can lose a little muscle, you can gain a little fat, but when you stop getting erections, you're making the phone call. I would agree.
Yeah.
I think most men would agree with that. And so I think those are the generalizations. So if you're in your 30s and you're experiencing it, it is not something we don't see on a weekly basis. We do. And we're exposed to so many toxins. Our liver doesn't produce things like we used to. Again, almost everyone's low in vitamin D and non-optimal. And they're like, I was out in the sun. It's in the middle of the summer, but our skin doesn't produce it like we used to. And so again, getting that checked, finding out where you are, and controlling and preventing and taking charge of things as you start to notice them is probably the most important thing you can do, because it does progress. Like Faraday said, your levels are going to decrease over time and your symptoms are going to get more pronounced. So hopefully that all makes sense. If you have some experiences you want to share, please do, and let us know if there's any questions specifically we can answer in future podcasts, because we'll do that. So guys, take charge.
Get your edge back and feel better.
And we're willing to deep dive into anything sexual wellness and wellness. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.